The Nationals and Padres from San Diego Saturday. Steven Strasburg off the DL and on the mound for the first time since July 23rd. But the bottom of the first did not go so well.
And the pitch. Fastball hit of the air to right and deep. Stevenson going back. Way back, running out of room, and it is gone. Goodbye. A two-run homer for Yaimer Solarte. On a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Steven Strasburg. So the velocity there, but maybe not able to command the location yet. Home run number 13, RBIs 46 and 47 for Solarte. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Splash down on strikes on a changeup. At him full, Strasburg. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss by Hedges. And he is down on strikes. Albuena has 15 for the year. Fastball in there. Strike three called. 97 miles an hour. And after the leadoff, infield hit by Spangenberg. Three strikeouts in a row at the bottom of the order.
The line to the 3-2. Swinging a fly ball right field. Moving back on it is Blash. He's there. He makes the catch. Steven Strasburg's streak of wins and six straight starts against the Padres will come to an end.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. And the Padres win the game.
San Diego's Travis Wood spoils the homecoming and the return off the disabled list for Steven Strasburg in a 3-1 Padres win on Saturday. Wood goes seven innings, giving up no earned runs, three hits, two walks, and striking out a pair. Brad Hand is 11th seen. The Nationals are held to just three hits of the night, and they lose 3-1 in San Diego Saturday. After the game, here's Nationals manager Dusty Baker.
You know, he threw the ball well. I mean, you wouldn't even know he had been out. Just made that one, you know, mistake in the first inning. You know, got the ball over the plate, you know, a little bit, and you know, for the home run. But other than that, I mean, he threw the ball great today.
His velocity was up there, maybe as good as it's been all year. Did he almost look fresher to you from having?
Yeah. I mean, I think this time off helped him, and hopefully it'll help him, you know, down the stretch and beyond. And yeah, he did look fresh. He had good tempo. He had real good command. And like I said, that one ball was supposed to be up and in, and it got back out over the plate, and that was really the difference in the ball game.
It seemed like his changeup was really good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everything was working for him. You know, I hate to, you know, lose a game like that because he threw the ball so well. But you know, we had some balls on the nose and just didn't find the holes off Woody. And you know, you can't guide it. But you know, he threw strikes, and they made a couple fine defensive plays.
As much as you made him work in that first inning, was that kind of the key that you didn't get a run across?
Yeah. I mean, that was big. I mean, you know, like if you get, but you know, we had the right guys up there, and guys that have come through all year, they can't come through all the time. I mean, you want them to, but they just can't and don't. And yeah, we did. His pitch count, I don't know what he had, almost 30 pitches in that first inning. Yeah, and then he settled down. He was throwing better in the middle innings than he was in the beginning.
Steven Strasburg came off the DL and pitched for the first time since July 23rd for the Nationals, lasting six innings, but he loses and is now 10-4 in the year. Here's Strasburg on his performance and the loss.
Yeah, it was coming out good. I think it was just, you know, getting the rest off a little bit. And obviously, two strike. You know, got to put him away. Got to make a better pitch than that. It's way too good. You know, but other than that, you know, curveball was good. Changeup was really good. So just got to bottle it up and just, you know, trust the process.
Dusty said you look particularly fresh. Did it feel like time off has allowed you to maybe feel a little different than you would this time of year normally?
Yeah. I think you ask anybody, but you don't really want to take time off. It's just sometimes, you know, you just got to make a good decision and, you know, maybe take a step back to, you know, get two steps forward.
In terms of the changeup, is there anything that you find when it's really good as compared to where it's, you know, maybe average that feels different or is it coming out a little different?
I trust it. You know, I think that's with any of the pitches. You know, you just, even when you're not really feeling like you're commanding it, you still got to trust it. And I think that's just what I tried working on in between, because I think that was a pitch that was kind of hit or miss, and tonight was, you know, a lot better.
having done sim game rehab start, that by the time you get to the sixth inning up to 90 pitches tonight, you're still feeling feeling good where you'd normally want to be at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt strong, so velocity was still there. So, you know, probably be back, you know, 100% normal start next time.
How many sliders did you throw? Three?
Yeah. Two bad ones, one good one. Yeah.
Was that sort of on purpose, like going away from that, or did you just part of the game plan and change it was working well? And
I mean, yeah, my curveball was pretty on. You know, it was moving pretty good today. So it's my fourth pitch, so I just don't want to, you know, necessarily lean on that unless I have to.
The fourth and final game of the series Sunday has Gio Gonzalez starting for the Nationals against Dinelson Lamet of the Padres.